The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. What I admire about Jesus is his honesty. He doesn't try to sugarcoat his message, but tells it the way it is. If you're trying to attract followers and disciples, no one will be telling them these things before they sign up. But Jesus is telling them the truth, what's going to be like if they follow him. And that was true in the life of Jesus. He was betrayed by his friend. His disciples were divided. Just think of our Blessed Mother, what peace she endured as she was watching her son die on the cross. It was true at the time these Gospels were written to the early Christians, when many were being thrown in prison to the lions, persecuted for their faith, families were divided, some became Christians, others did not. Even today, I think one of the things that family avoid kind of talking about is religion when we get together, because we know it will not bring peace. And what Jesus is telling us today, there is more important than having peace in this world. It's more important to put God first and stick with the truth. If a loved one, your spouse, your child, grandchildren, or your siblings, if they're dealing with addiction, do you keep your mouth shut just for the sake of peace, or we try to get them to go and get help, although you know it's not going to be peaceful conversation? If someone is sick and you're still noticing that they're not doing well, but they don't want to go to the doctor, what do you do? Do you keep your mouth shut for the sake of peace? Or you bring up the topic and talk about it and try to convince the person to do the right thing? Or a business partner who you know their decisions is not helping the business, do you talk to him about it, to her, or you keep your mouth shut for the sake of peace? And yet it seems when it comes to religion, to salvation, to eternal life, we don't think it's important enough for us to talk about it, but rather keep the peace. I think it really is all about if we value the words of Jesus, if we value our faith, and how important is it for us in our lives. Is it something that we want our loved ones to really to get to heaven? Or we value more just having peace and not talking about it? And obviously Jesus doesn't tell us to talk about it like the world talks about things, with anger and with violence or with hatred or with punishment, but to talk about it with love and compassion. Saving a person's life for all eternity is much more important than anything that this world can offer. And yet, a lot of times, we choose family over God. If you put God first, there's no way you're not going to love your family and care for them. But you may love your family, and never that will lead you to loving God. Again, following on the greatest commandment that we heard Jesus say yesterday, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and then love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus is telling us today we need to put God first, no matter what the cost is.